be upset. You can always listen to us.
You're better than that.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at ParkerSpecials.com. Or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
On Thursday, join Morning Mayhem as they kick off 4th of July weekend the same way they do every year, live from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore on Colonel Glenn. As you know, there's always fireworks on the buzz, so it makes sense to broadcast from West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including those commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells that everyone loves. Happens this Thursday from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Babbel proudly presents The Poison Gift.
Derek, hi.
Hi, I got you something. Einbisschen Gift.
Gift? Ist das Gift?
Ja, ist das Gift. Für dich.
Ah!
If you buy her a gift, don't tell her it's poison. Use Babbel. Practice with Babbel's guided conversations based on real situations. Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Party at your place this summer? Fix things up inside and out with July 4th deals, now at Lowe's. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill, now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. when your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Well, here we go, boys and girls, kicking off the week that will lead up to the celebration of the country's 250th birthday. Going to have a big show in store today. Going to do five most patriotic sports moments in American history. Going to really get into what it was like 250 years ago. Jefferson, the poor guys that aren't remembered who helped to draft the Constitution. And they, you know, it's a little iffy on the Livingston guy and who was the other guy from Connecticut, I think. Roger Sherman. Yeah, because Bob Livingston was from Robert Livingston, as he was known in the Continental Congress. He was from New York and Sherman was from Connecticut. And I guess they were kind of picked as add-ons. You know what I mean? They finished out the starter. Here's your starting five for America. You ready? And again, this is modern basketball. So there's not a one or a five. There's not a two guard or a power forward or anything like that. Although I guess if we had to, Ben Franklin. Now, he's the aging veteran.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
He's not going to give you a lot of minutes, but he's there. Steady hand, bench, you know, but he's willing to come out of the game early, but he's your starter. He's your locker room guy. He's your leader. He's, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, like Al Horford down the stretch with the Celtics.
Okay.
Okay. The old man.
Right.
Okay. Then you got Adams, John Adams. Pretty obnoxious, you know. A lot of people didn't like him. Almost your Danny Ainge style player at that point. You know, kind of, but you got to have him. He helps move the team forward. He's going to hit a three. He's steady. He's going to pass the ball, as we see later on in the program. I'll explain. Then you've got Jefferson, and that's basically MJ. You know what I mean? In some ways, it's Jefferson and Adams are Scotty and Michael. Okay? They get into a beef later in life. And then Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston, and they're going to get the least amount of applause. You know what I mean? If you're at the old Chicago Stadium, and now you get your starting lineup. You know, he's 70 years old. He shook him up in Paris. He discovered electricity, Ben Franklin. He also founded the University of Pennsylvania. John Adams, he's scrappy. 6'1 guard who distributes the ball from Queens, New York. John Adams. No, he's from Massachusetts. So then you get Sherman and Livingston announced, and then, and now, you know, Thomas Jefferson is MJ. That's your starting five. That was the committee that was picked to write the Declaration of Independence. And Jefferson, man, talk about a wild ride there, boy. I mean, a true paradox, Thomas Jefferson. Because he literally wrote the Declaration of Independence and wrote the words about all men being free, that it was the natural right for life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. All that, and I'm going to get into it. We're going to die. We're going to break it down. We'll go to the film room. We're going to break down the Declaration. The airing of grievances that also exists inside the Declaration. For all of its glory, there's a laundry list of grievances that the colonists, that the Continental Congress points out.
What is this, Festivus?
It is a very, I mean, you're just basically missing Frank Costanza.
Right.
But Jefferson was so he literally writes the words that all men are created equal and then turns to his personal valet, who is a slave and works for Jefferson. Okay? Robert Hemings, who was by all accounts a close friend, well-educated by Jefferson and the Jefferson family. And Hemings is there as he's writing the Declaration. And so the paradox, the mind-blowing nature of Jefferson turning to him and going, what do you think about this, Bob? All men are created equal. Yeah, boss, you know, I'm a slave. I mean,
Not all men.
But you want to go even deeper down the Jefferson rabbit hole? I mean, and this is where it gets, this is next level. This is Real Housewives, Kardashian. This is Kardashian level nuts, okay? And I say that, but you got to remember, you know, where Jefferson lived is kind of the sticks, you know? And Richmond, Virginia, I mean, there was no Washington, D.C. in Virginia, Maryland. it's a buggy ride or two from Richmond. So let me take you down. So Jefferson is writing the Declaration, right? Okay. And Robert Hemings, his personal valet and by all accounts friend, but a slave. Okay. Guess who his sister was? Sally Hemings, the woman that was Jefferson's slave lover, who birthed children by Jefferson. Okay. Nutty? Crazy? Bizarre? It's not quite Chinatown level, but it's right there.
Right.
Okay. Let me go even deeper down this weird, twisted tale. Okay. So Robert and Sally Hemings' mother, Betty Hemings, okay, who was sort of the de facto grand dame of the Monticello or the area where Jefferson was living at the time. Okay. She sort of ran things. I mean, Jefferson's married. I'm going to get it. But get this. So Betsy Hemings, Sally Hemings and Robert Hemings, the valet and the, but both slaves, the mother of two of Jefferson's children, Sally Hemings and his lover. Okay, their mom, the man who gave birth to both of them, was a white male landowner named John Wales. Okay? He also was the father of Jefferson's wife, Martha Jefferson. I mean, he makes Bill Clinton look like that John Wales. Boy, hello. So that technically made Sally Hemings the half-sister of Jefferson's wife, Martha Jefferson, and consequently, Jefferson's sister-in-law. I mean, it is, you're just missing Ned Beatty and Reynolds and John Voight. So, yeah, that's going on. Talk about a wild scene there, boy.
No doubt.
Ay, ay, ay. Now, Jefferson later freed Robert Hemings. And allowed, he led life as a free man, but only after he trained his replacement. So that's what's going on there. Okay? That's just the tip of the iceberg, boy. We're going to get into, so no show next Sunday, July the 5th. So today, we're focused in on what it was like in Philly. They weren't climbing up light poles then. Or maybe they were. I don't know. It's Philly. I think it was a very different Philadelphia, Pennsylvania than it is now off of Broad Street up there.
They weren't booing Santa Claus.
They weren't booing Santa Claus, right. Who knew that all of this history and the moment that makes America would lead to Eagles fans? So let's take a break. We get back. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about what it was like, what led up to the creation of the Declaration. It wasn't like Jefferson woke up on July 3rd and went, "That's due tomorrow." Dadgummit, crap! I got to get started. A lot of the personalities involved: George Washington. I'm having some technical difficulties over here with Simon and Garfunkel. And let's do this. This is sad. This is not good. So all it's going to be today is great patriotic American music. So let's see. There we go. Let's hear from Jay-Z. Like, I consider, oh, well, we got, Let's do this. Let's just hit a break, and I'll try to fix this over here, and then we'll get into the Declaration of Independence. Back with more after this.
Be a part of a new era of Razorback football under Coach Silverfield. Join the Razorback Foundation for as little as $50 for priority access to tickets, parking, and exclusive events with coaches and players. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. As a Razorback Foundation member, you'll experience a lifetime full of Razorback memories. Go Hogs! The board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians at Martin Orthopedics provide complete care for students, adults, and athletes. At Martin Orthopedics, the surgeons and staff pay exceptional attention to every patient's needs. When you go to Martin Orthopedics, every member of the team aims to help patients return to their normal daily activities or playing the sport they love without pain. Whether it's your knee, hip, or shoulder, the physicians at Martin Orthopedics stand ready to assist. For more information or to set up your consultation online, go to martinortho.care.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Hello, I'm Brett Rogers, president of Capital Technology Group. You might know us as Capital Business Machines, but our new name represents our growth as one of the state's leaders in business technology. When you've been around for 80 years like we have, you learn a thing or two about change. But what will never change is our commitment to our clients. We're still the same reliable team here to meet all your technology needs. Capital Technology Group is bigger and better than ever before. Learn more at CapTG.com.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Party at your place this summer? Fix things up inside and out with July 4th deals, now at Lowe's. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill, now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
Working on our technical difficulties here. A lot of stuff going on. Okay, but little Tom Petty there. This is, we lost him too soon. Sort of all patriotic-y music today.
Right.
Wanted to play some Jay-Z there. I think that Empire State of Mind, like, that. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, we're good to go out, though, with the second national anthem. Okay. Let me take you back to, this would be, well, first let's go back to the first Continental Congress. Why is it the second? You know, that's, what did we screw up in the first one? So to understand what was occurring at the time is you got to understand that there was no United States of America. That basically had 13 colonies, and that Virginia felt a loyalty to Virginia. And so, but given the escalating state of affairs with the crown, and in some ways, I think the Brits get a bad rap here. I mean, they didn't really look at America or the colonies in America as anything other than an ATM machine. Because of King George and the constant war with France and other military battles, England was in a tight spot financially. So they're just squeezing the H-E double toothpicks out of the colonies. Cotton, textiles, up in, from the north, tobacco, cotton in the south, all the agri, all of those things. So it's basically a piggy bank. And if you look at the framers and the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they're all super wealthy guys. I mean, George Washington at one point was considered the wealthiest American. He would be your, he'd be your Bezos, okay? 1774, in the fall, September. Okay, we've had enough. We all have to come together. First Continental Congress, they decide to go up to Philadelphia. Everybody sends delegates. They sit around and say, what are we going to do? Now, war had not been considered at that point, but it was going to be this idea, we're going to send a strongly worded letter to the king. Like, hey, buddy, we're fed up. Just telling you. And in the meantime, between September of 74 and May of 75, you got Lexington, Concord, and really, ultimately, the Battle of Bunker Hill. Those all occur before the Declaration of Independence is created. And so those delegates decide, hey, we got to get back together here. This is something's going on. So in May of 1775, you realize this just wasn't a bunch of folks who showed up for a weekend. And I mean, and they're all over the map. Like I said, Franklin's 70. He's a delegate. Can't remember the guy's name from Georgia. He was 23. So they all show back up in Philly and say, okay, what are we going to do? Now the conversation turns. Because now we're not talking about should we have a military struggle with England. That's already happened. I mean, the Northeast has already let it go. You know, that's the fuse has been lit, and Bunker Hill, while technically a military loss for the colonists in Massachusetts, really a win. Both emotionally and embarrasses the British military, how the general commander is humiliated. He offers to kill himself, you know. That's turned down. And so now you got these guys coming together, say, what are we going to do? And you have to understand, too, that there's real confusion when the Second Continental Congress comes together. Because are we, look, we're all pretty rich. And, you know, life's been good to us over here, except King George is. So are we trying to create independence from the crown? Or are we just basically saying, you've got to treat us like British citizens, you know? Magna Carta said, you can't tax us without representation. You know, the crown can't really be that. You know, you got a lot of this stuff needs to be run through Parliament. Like, we need to be treated like regular British citizens. That was, to some degree, the prevailing thought in the country. Because at the time of the Declaration of Independence, a massive percentage of citizens in the Americas were born in Great Britain. So build a wall. So that's the mood when people come together. All right? Well, what happens? What's the big deal? Out of the blue, the first, quote, influencer in the United States, okay? If TikTok and Instagram were out and, you know, I've often said about both of those. You could have someone recite a cure for cancer on Instagram, and it will get about 200 views. But some random girl in Savannah, Georgia, shows her butt walking down the street. That's going to get 1.2 million. In this particular case, thank the good Lord that Instagram and TikTok wasn't around. First of all, the Chinese would own it. But America's first big, quote, influencer, Thomas Paine, he writes Common Sense. And in it, he lays out the case for why America should be a free nation or a free grouping of colonies. We don't need to be a part of the crown. And it's important to keep in mind about Paine. He was born in England, but much like we see later on with Grant, that Paine was a man created for his moment, like Grant was in the Civil War, a failure in life up to the writing of Common Sense. He was divorced. He failed as a tax collector in the colonies, that's hard to do. He was a failed corset maker and went bankrupt making corsets. He was, in effect, sort of a nobody. But he had the guts to put down some pretty inflammatory words, and he unabashedly campaigned throughout Common Sense for the regular guy, for the rule of the people. And he famously says that basically the king is an a-hole, and what it really matters is a good, honest man who works hard. That's more important to the Americas than some king. And he has a great quote in Common Sense where he says, a long habit of not thinking that a thing is wrong gives it the appearance of being right. Then he begins to blister the king and how it's foolish to have a king and we should be a free people. At one point, after the publication of Common Sense, and I don't know if he got royalties or, you know, it wasn't optioned into a movie deal, okay?
No.
He wasn't on the phone with Clooney and Brad Pitt will play me in the movie. No. But it was published, and it was the second most popular piece of reading material in the colonies behind the Bible. The people couldn't get enough of it. And while a big chunk of Americans at the time couldn't read, those that could, it was discussed the idea that America should be free, not simply British citizens being treated quaintly here. No, that we should be free. And so that's published in January of 1776. Cold, wintertime, people read it. It's in, they begin to discuss it in the pubs and everything. And so that gives way to the momentum at the Continental Congress. That's basically, okay, mood of the country is this. We want to be free. No longer British subjects. We want to break off on our own. And they had seen this. They understood the textile industry in the Northeast, the agribusiness success of the South. They understood, we do this, we think we can make it, but boy, I mean, holy moly, talk about a risk. So when they gather in Philly, now they're talking about, we're going to break free. Bottom line is, the mood shifted, this is what we want as a country now. So this is what we're up here trying to figure out what to do, and the first thing we need to do is we got to put an army together. And it's interesting that George Washington shows up as a delegate from Virginia. And he's well known as a soldier. He'd fought in the French and Indian War. He'd established himself as a great thinker. And as I noted, he was considered the richest man in the country at that point. So he shows up knowing that a leader for the military is going to be picked. But Washington's kind of a little passive-aggressive and ultimately very humble. I mean, he sits at the intersection of great confidence and strength and character, but also humility. And he demonstrates that throughout his life. But he wants the job. So he shows up in his full military uniform. And that's noted as the Continental Congress meets, is that, you know, of course Washington should of course he's our guy. Without ever say, you know, how do you say you want to be general without saying you want to be general? You show up in your Fairfax militia general's uniform.
Show up in your dress blues.
Yeah, that's what he did. He showed up in his dress blues, in effect. So he is chosen, appointed by the Continental Congress to head the United States military. That's on June 15th of 1775, okay? That's, so that's July 3rd of 1775. He arrives in Boston near the Harvard campus where what basically exists of the American militia, and he gives it the once-over, and it ain't good. He's looking at it like, holy, I mean, he writes letters to his brother, to his wife, and he's like, what am I going to do? These guys, these are the first three rules, okay? The first three rules that Washington imposed on his militia. Be clean, train and exercise, and don't get drunk. Okay? That's the baseline. Stop putting your waste where your drinking water is. That was the first rule. Because at that moment in time, more American militia members had been killed from dysentery than by the Brits. So Washington shows up and said, don't put the toilet near the water cooler. Okay? Let's keep those separate. Secondly, you're all fat and out of shape. So we got to get it together. We got to train and exercise. And lastly, don't get drunk, guys. I'm begging you to not get drunk. So that's what Washington starts to impose. So then we get a little further down the road. Washington starts to review the troops, and he sees that they're African American. They're black men in the army. Well, he's a Virginian, and he's a slave owner. So kind of bing, bang, boom, he looks and thinks, well, we can't have this. And he writes that these people cannot serve, that this will not stand. So, okay. Well, in his home state of Virginia, Lord Dunmore, who ran the joint for the Brits, who was sort of the supreme British political figure throughout the colonies, he looks around and goes, well, I only got about 300 troops and all these Virginians, and now they're gonna come after us. This isn't good. So Dunmore brilliantly issues the Dunmore Proclamation, to sound like Bernard P5, where he basically says, hey, look, slaves who endured brutal, I mean, you and I can't begin to fathom the brutality of chattel slavery, both later on, but leading up to this moment in time. And again, I note the paradox that's here, that just Jefferson and now Washington, he brings his bigoted principles. Look, these men were our great figures. They are not quite as great as we believe them to be, but they are not as bad as we are told that they were. Somewhere in between, the paradox of the time. But Dunmore figures out, I'm going to play this off against. So he offers freedom to any slave that can join the British military. And he creates his own, quote, Ethiopian Brigade. That's what he calls it. Well, this scares the poop out of all the colonists. Because not only has Dunmore sort of seized on that critical moment in time and said, look, I got 300 guys here to basically protect me and Richmond, but I'm going to solve this problem. And it becomes very apparent at that moment in time that Washington says, okay, wait a minute, I get it. So now we are going to engage black Americans, colonial citizens, yes. And of course, that proves to be a key point in the war. And like it is in throughout our nation's history, war and its necessities bring about social change. I mean, the civil rights movement is born out of a post-World War II where you had, you had black Americans fighting side by side with white Americans. And, you know, post-World War II, you begin to look and think, this is ridiculous. This is we can't have this in this country. And obviously the Civil War. But Washington then makes the key decision to say, look, we can't do this. This has got to be. We must have an integrated army, an integrated militia. So it's in that spirit, that we start to give way to June of 1776. And we'll get into that after the break, but we'll let that high school gym teacher from Jacksonville, Florida, Lynyrd Skynyrd, another great American classic. We'll let old Ronnie sing us out of here. Stay with us. Talking about Jefferson, the Declaration, what really went into it, who influenced it, how did he write it? I mean, Jefferson had the laptop of his time. So stay with us.
Of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items, and you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bill & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bill & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bill & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Linda, man, that's off the album where she's got the roller skates on with the short shorts and the satin jacket. I'm telling you, when I saw that at the Walmart in Fort Smith, that's when I became a man. America, right there. Linda Ronstadt in 78.
America.
78 or 79. All right. Okay, let's go back and reset the scene. June 1776. The delegate from Virginia, Richard Henry Lee, gets up and says, "Look, I declare that we are a free nation." He introduces a resolution that says we're going to break free. We're not going to just try to be British citizens anymore. Let's get it on, as they say in the square, in the octagon. Let's get it on. Freedom. And the Continental Congress appoints the five-person committee. I've already told you who they are, the starting five. Franklin, Adams, power forward, Livingston, the off-guard, Roger Sherman, of course, MJ, is Thomas Jefferson. So they all get together to meet, and Adams, who's kind of the obnoxious, loud, who is Paul Giamatti, okay? He is Paul Giamatti. Basically starts to articulate it. He'd been the strongest member of the Continental Congress, pushing for freedom, separation from the, create our own state. He turns to Jefferson and says, "Look, you need to be the one to write this. You take a stab at the first draft, okay?" And Jefferson sort of demurs and says, "No." And Adams says, "Look, people hate me. So if they know I write it, they're naturally going to oppose it. And you're a better writer than I am. So get to it." So Jefferson retreats to basically an Airbnb, second floor of a brick mason's home in Philadelphia. And he has his little writing desk and he begins to create. And so, like I said in the first segment, it wasn't like on July 30 he went, "Oh crap, that's due tomorrow." You know, he didn't pull an all-nighter. So he starts to get into it. And as we've noted in the first hour, Robert Hemings, his valet and slave, who's well-educated, sits and they discuss back and forth the draft. And by the way, Jefferson keeps a copy of the first draft because once it's submitted to the Continental Congress, this is after Franklin and Adams have kind of tinkered with it, but all five agree, okay, here we go, boom, they turn it in. And then the Continental Congress begins to change big sections of it. And Jefferson was really peeved about that. And in his entire life, he kept a first draft and said, imagine, how great the declaration is. He keeps and goes, this was better. These guys screwed it up. My editors screwed it up. So Jefferson begins to create the document. And it basically, he puts it into three phases of the declaration. And he writes it for the world, not for the United States or for the American colonies. He writes it for the world as a document. And they basically, the preamble, the airing of grievances in the middle, and then the actual declaration itself. And Jefferson was heavily influenced by John Locke. And if you've ever studied the theory of politics, you know, Locke was consumed by freedom of the individual. To be the most free is the greatest human experience. And later in life, Jefferson and Adams will become bitter. And as a matter of fact, you think Trump, Kamala Harris was bad. Jefferson, Adams running against one another. Keep in mind how close they were. They grew to become bitter enemies. They later reconcile and write back and forth. And then, of course, they famously pass away on the same day, hours apart. But Adams believed in a strong central government and sort of an elite group of leadership. Jefferson believed in decentralized government and power of the individual. We're still having that debate today.
Mm-hmm.
But Adams, you know, was Jefferson's cheerleader then. But basically he breaks it into the three categories as I've described. And he writes in the preamble something that is so profound that it goes on to inspire the Dutch Revolution, specifically the French Revolution, the second most massive outbreak. I mean, at the time, the bigger than the American Revolution, the French Revolution. Now, they had the guillotine, and they ended up killing Robespierre, who started the whole thing. But the Mexican Revolution, all of these, it's no coincidence that these happen afterward, and they all reflect in their declaratory statements some of what Jefferson wrote. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we recognize that today. But as a professor of mine at Hendricks once said, you got to realize these were revolutionary thoughts to say everybody's equal in the United States. Paradoxically, no, they weren't, because there's still slavery. Women couldn't do it. I mean, the country has evolved under that principle to say all men are created equal, to understand that we are all created. Doesn't matter who your daddy is or some trust fund. The theory put forward by Jefferson, we are equal. Continuing on, as my professor used to say, America's the only nation up to that point in time in the history of the world that was created by a document. The only nation that Jefferson took ideas, put them down on paper, and that became the country. The only time in history to that point had that ever happened. He then, like great Americans, begins to list out the grievances. You have standing armies, you tax us without representation. You can take our property from us without any due process. There is no trial by jury. That indeed the king is both. And most of these grievances note that you're treating us like second class British citizens, and so screw you, buddy. You know, mixed double finger. Here we go. We're breaking free. And lastly, they note in the conclusion, he declares that we are independent, our own, away from and separate from and forever shall be not a part of the British crown. And that he closes it by saying that those members of the Continental Congress and Americans as a whole pledge their fortune, themselves, and their honor to this cause. And that's not a light statement, given that you're talking about these men all who've done extraordinarily well, rich, powerful men who embrace a document that says we are now going to create a government of the people where all men are created equal. So the four and Adams, and by the way, little known fact, not everybody was there that day. John Hancock, who had been presiding over the Continental Congress, he signs the document. And that is generally considered that it is approved because a vote is taken and a majority is taken. Okay. But the not all the people that signed it were there that day. As a matter of fact, it takes 3 or 4 months before all the signers agree. And Adams notes that a lot of them were, they were not happy. But they did it. And Hancock very famously signs in oversized print. And he says, King George can read that. And there are differing accounts of specifically what he said. But, that's the essence of it. And that's why he signs in the middle, and that's why. And you see kind of a hodgepodge of signatures because the document itself was moved around. So not everyone signed it at one time, but they all did ultimately sign it. And you know what's interesting, too, is that what was the lady's name that owned the print shop? She later is affixed Mary Catherine Goddard. So what you see in the National Archives and what you see played out, that big, huge piece, that's considered the Goddard broadside. So when they want to print it, they take it to Baltimore to a printer, and it's owned by a woman named Mary Catherine Goddard. Well, she was the most successful businesswoman in the colonies at the time. Her brother had started several newspapers, and he was a screw-up and left to do something else, and she took him over and ran him and was successful. And she had her name affixed to it, not because she wanted to, but as the printer of the document as it moved forward. That's why so many copies of the Declaration, she's a woman, but her name appears as the printer. And so you think about what these men and these people did at that moment in time in Philadelphia, hot, sticky. They potentially gave up all their fortune and their lives, certain death. Bizarrely, two of the signers of the Declaration were captured by the Brits during battle. They didn't know who they had, and they were eventually swapped and got out. But 250 years ago, a lot of people captured an idea and decided to take that forward. It had never happened in history, and it's still a great experiment.
She's in good shape for the shape she's in, 'cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more.
So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chat.
I just take blue-green algae.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your health, how do you know what's right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple, at-home gut health test that analyzes your real-time biology to give you personalized nutrition guidance and custom supplements. Not trends, your biology. Learn more at Viome.com/know.
V as in Victor, IOME.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
Celebrate 4th of July savings happening now at the Home Depot with select appliances starting at $398. Plus, get free delivery on appliance purchases of $398 or more, no membership required. Get a Whirlpool fridge with easy reach zone to keep tall items organized and accessible. And upgrade to a washer dryer tower with UV clean technology to reduce bacteria in the wash without fading fabrics. Shop top brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Offer valid June 17th to July at US only C-Store online for details.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Future you wants to have fun on the 4th, so get set in one stop at Target's 4th of July sale. Get 40% off women's dresses, skirts, and shorts. And for the kiddos, shorts are 20% off. What's a celebration without something tasty? Frozen treats are BOGO 25% off. Plus, you save 30% on soda 12-packs when you buy three. Have fun all weekend long. Shop Target's 4th of July sale. And Saturday, restrictions apply.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Hey, it's David Bounzel from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs! River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to RiverValleyTractor.com for more information.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for buying gas. That's right. You can earn cash back with Upside just for buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside, and just last year, I made nearly $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway.
Anyway, why not get cash back? If you like extra cash, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back when you fill your tank. Use promo code United to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code United for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code United for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from Heat and Eat, Meal Solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
8 minutes after 11 a.m. in the central time zone of these United States. Sneaking up on the second hour of the program here after what was a history lesson throughout the first. I'm not going to be here next week, so we got to get in America 250, and I am old enough to remember America 200.
So, I am barely. Oh yeah.
I remember the big thing, you know what I remember taking away from 1976? aside from the fact that Jimmy Carter was elected president of the United States, is that CBS, and this is when Cronkite was really strong, man. I mean, you just, that's all you watched. My dad had to be very quiet during the news because my dad wanted to know what Walter Cronkite had to say. And but there was a they would have bicentennial minutes. So characters from popular culture and sports and everything would come in and talk about some major American accomplishment over the last 200 years. And the last one on New Year's Eve of that year was Gerald Ford, the president, saying this is what happened, you know, blah, blah, blah. The bicentennial minute. Now, you could not do that today because whatever you said would be so ripped apart and destroyed that there'd just be no way to have a bicentennial minute. So, and I'm not even sure what we call, is it the, it's not sesqua and it's not bi, is it transcentennial? I'm kidding. We all know it's not, probably. So, I got a lot to get to this hour. Last segment, I'm going to go through the five most patriotic sports moments in American history. And then in the second segment, now that we've moved on to the knockout stage, we are going to attempt I want to hear it. Just give me 1 second. We're going to attempt to join our soccer analyst, the man who knows the most about European sports, Sir John Scrimshire from London. And this is similar to when Basil would call in at Stonehenge, where he very famously, both at Stonehenge, but then in Amsterdam, where he called the Hogs, and that was mistaken as a pro-Palestinian protest, as people thought that he was screaming free Palestine. And so there was some controversy. Same thing at Stonehenge. So we will hope we're going to try it in the next segment. We'll see. This could harken back to the old days of the Buzz when the Acree show would always start out, "Can you hear me, coach? Coach, can you hear me? Can you hear me?" So just in time for America's 250. Now, what is it, Todd?
Semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, exactly. That's Super Bowl Xi Jinping. XVIGI, whatever. To quote our dear friend Stats Norsworthy, Super Bowl Xi Jinping, Super Bowl 11, XI. So it's sesquicentennial? Yes. It's like a lot of these names for World Cup great soccer players.
Semi-quincentennial.
Right, yes. Exactly. Abramovich. We finally got it in just in time for semi-sesquicentennials. We have naming rights for the football stadium in Fayetteville. People were getting a little peeved. That's not an Arkansas. I don't care. I mean, you know, you think, try to think of any other stadium. I mean, these are all national corporations. Tyson is an international corporation that's headquartered in Arkansas. Walmart is a global conglomerate that's headquartered in Arkansas. I mean, the fact this, look, smart move in that that's a credit union that obviously wants to break into the Arkansas market in a big way. They're Kansas and Missouri. And they're roughly about the size of First Security Bank, I think, in terms of assets under management. And so name the stadium. Seems like it falls pretty well in line with a lot of naming rights deals. And as again, these stadium naming rights, because you're not going to call it, nor am I, not out of protest or anything, it's Razorback Stadium. But the TV deal really drives the naming rights lucrative nature. And so you say, look, hey, we do this deal. Now, what is a little odd is it's not going to start for a year, and then it's going to go normal. I spoke to a friend who's in the business because I wanted to get a sense of what is this like. what is it, $4.5 million or $5 million a year?
$5.5 million.
Five and a half mil a year.
The $70 million something total.
And so, but $5.5 million a year, and this is the way they always work, and this is why companies do this and lock in a longer term deal, and that is $5.5 million now is going to be very different than $5.5 million in 10 years. But you're locking in now. And so it's $5.5 million a year for 13 years. And I was told, you know, your average deal runs 10 to 12 to 15, 16. I think there's one that's 30. But it's pretty much in line. I don't know if it's the most lucrative naming rights deal. I think maybe that was a little overblown. And the other thing that my man said is that it's a little weird to announce it and then it'll start in a year. And so I think it was a combination of we got to get something good out there. We got to show that we've accomplished that. This maybe will help us with our other stuff. And clearly NIL and that there's a component to that. And I did chuckle when they talked about, you know, financial literacy and everything. Okay, whatever. So it does not roll off the tongue.
No.
But you do that. I mean, again, smart move on their part. You're wanting to break into the Arkansas market. What better way to do it? Highly focused. You know the eyeballs you're getting. That's why you see a lot of these. That's why crypto.com took over the Staples Center. You want that overhead shot. You want, I mean, so you're getting the advertisement. And you're getting, and you know it's going to the people that you want to see the advertisement. So, smart move on their part. Seems like it's a pretty good deal. And so hats off there. Now, what we don't know, how big a piece does Learfield take since they negotiated the deal? So we don't know. We don't know what their piece of the action is. Maybe it's small. Maybe we don't know. It's a 13-year deal, $5.5 million a year. What happens if the TV rights have to be renegotiated as a result of this bill that's making its way through Congress? What does that do? Does that void everything? What are the out clauses? What's the university's out clause? So, as always is the case with any deal, details matter. But on the surface, as someone who has been a critic of this athletic director, I have to say, job well done. Job well done. Does it translate into more stuff? I don't know. I don't know. I'm now I'm in the prove it to me. Now I'm in that segment. I'm in that, you know, I've not reached apathy. I'm in the, God, I want him to do well. But I'm going to need to see some proof before I, you know. The Kool-Aid is in the cupboard, but it's the dry kind in the packet. And so there's going to have to be some steps made to get the water out, the pitcher, the ice, pour, you know, rip it open, pour it, stir it real good, put it back in the fridge, then pour it with dinner. I'm going to need to see some more proof, but you know, to be fair, you have to compliment the AD here. Again, some details matter. As I said, we don't know what kind of piece Learfield gets. But hats off and onward. It's on to Tuscaloosa and let's win there. So, oh my gosh, I think we're back to, cannot believe this. Bear with me one moment, Todd, while I try to. So let's see, that's off. Okay. Let's just hit a song over there, I guess. I don't know. Sorry, Todd. Didn't mean to catch you off guard.
You're all good. We can just do this right here because I've got this.
Yeah, a little Dewey Leap.
That's
all right there. Okay. We are going to effort to speak to Sir John Scrimshire. a member of the Lords of the Marylebone Cricket Club and one of England's preeminent soccer analysts. We're going to talk to him about the World Cup. And, of course, isn't it something, Todd, that here we are on the verge of celebrating our 250th anniversary as a country, our birthday on Saturday, and it has taken Europeans, South Americans, folks from the Pacific Rim, coming to the United States, the middle of America, and reminding all of us what a great country. Stay with us. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel's Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So, whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Brought me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of
walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been bought it.
All right. Thank you, Todd, for catching that. With much effort, we hopefully will now be able to bring in John Scrimshire from London. John is a dear friend of mine and the most educated man that I know about the European game of football. So I thought, why not talk with John about how he, now that we're at the knockout stage, how does he see things going forward? John, are you there?
I am here, Bill. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. I refer to you as Sir John Scrimshire. So I've knighted you, John. So if I can, one quick story. So John is a member of the Marylebone Cricket Club.
Okay.
One of the most exclusive clubs on the planet Earth that now has a... How long is the waiting list? How many years? 22 or 23, John?
It's up to 30 years now, Bill, would you believe? Goodness.
A 30-year waiting list. And a few years ago, he was kind enough to host me at one of the legendary cricket rivalries and matches, England-Australia. It's called the Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
It's played 1 year in England and 1 year in
Australia,
and it's played at the Lord's Cricket Grounds in London, which is like the Yankee Stadium of cricket grounds. They literally house the rules of cricket there.
Okay.
And they are administered by the Marylebone Cricket Club, and of which John is a member. And he was kind enough to have me back in the members area as we watched the cricket match that day. And help me, John, that was the third day of a four-day test. Is that correct?
Close. It's the third day of a five-day game, would you believe, Bill?
Well, let's put it this way. Enough alcohol was consumed that it could have been the 17th day of a 30-day match, and I had no idea. You think they drink a lot down in Baton Rouge or, you know, Gainesville, Florida? That's nothing compared to what these Brits can do and then be lucid and cheer in a very gentlemanly way for the sport of cricket. So, John, I very much owe you, and I'm looking forward to coming back someday.
That would be great, Bill. And the Australians, of course, are back over in England next year, which is our biggest rivalry. That's like kind of the Yankees versus the Red Sox, I guess.
Yes.
So by all means, yeah, leave your diary free in kind of July next year. We'll look forward to hosting you.
Okay, John, now that we're down to the knockout stage, give me, in your mind, who are the two or three favorites, of course including England, that you see moving forward and what we should be looking for?
So the three favorites, as I would see it, would be Brazil, Argentina, and France.
Okay.
Now, the interesting point, sorry, but if I can say, the interesting point with this World Cup, of course, is that they've already played now as many games as they've ever played before in a World Cup tournament. So they've already played 66 games now, and there's another 38 to go to make the 104. Previous World Cups, certainly since 1998, I think, have always been 64 games mm-hmm. across the entire tournament. So America's made it bigger.
Well, and you spent many years over here with me, and we developed
a
good friend. And John is a rabid Razorback fan. Unfortunately for John, he was here during the Brett Bielema, what's his name? The worst coach ever in the
Chad
history.
Chad Morris. Chad L. Morris.
Yes. So, but you want to know, he's a true Razorback fan. Because he supported them thick or thin. He was thin. It was thin.
Bravo. Bravo.
So, okay. Give me, is it, we think of it, we get excited about the United States over here, become very patriotic. there's no real shot that the United States really gets beyond maybe Bosnia-Herzegovina. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair, Bill. I think Bosnia-Herzegovina should be beatable for the USA.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've then probably got Belgium, who, in fairness, are a country who had a very, very good side 4 to 6 years ago, but are probably on the kind of downward turn now. So there's a possibility there.
Mm.
But then you should meet, I believe, Spain.
Yeah.
And then that for me will probably be maybe going out time.
Yeah.
Because they're a very, very high quality side.
How do you see England and Harry Kane advancing?
Well, obviously, with my England hat on since 1966,
mm-hmm.
We're obviously going all the way. In reality, we'll hopefully beat the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is our next round.
Right.
We've then got a very difficult game against Mexico in Mexico City, and their record there is extraordinary. I think they haven't lost there for, someone told me, maybe it's 50 or 60 games at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mad record. And then if England win that, then we've got Brazil in the quarterfinals, which again, Brazil are one of the kind of gods of football. So I have to say, I think it's going to be very difficult. But in Harry Kane and probably Jude Bellingham, we've got two of the best players in the tournament. So maybe we have a chance, but we're going to have to improve from what happened last night.
Through the group stages, who would you see? Would Messi be considered the leader for the Golden Boot now? As we just look how players might stand.
So you would say there's probably four players. So there's Messi, there's Messi of Argentina,
mm-hmm.
Mbappe of France, Haaland of Norway, which in fairness, they probably won't progress as far as Argentina or France, but Haaland is arguably now the greatest striker or certainly one of the greatest strikers in the world. And of course, our own Harry Kane.
Mm-hmm.
So between those four, you would think that's kind of, if you were betting on it now, it will be one of those four will be the Golden Boot. If I was betting now, I'd probably say Messi.
Mm. It seems like from a coverage standpoint here in the United States that Messi has only improved upon his reputation, whereas Cristiano Ronaldo seems to be taking a hit. I know he had a brace in the last game, but are you getting that same coverage in Europe? Do you see that playing out the same way, or is it different?
No, I think that's fair, Bill, to be fair. I mean, Ronaldo's 2 years, maybe 3 years older than Messi. It may even be a little more, but that's certainly 2 or 3 years. I would say Ronaldo is firmly on the downward turn of his career. Messi seems to just have an energy that's extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And the other point that's been made by commentators here is that the Argentinians don't just rely on Messi, whereas when Ronaldo plays for Portugal, they seem to just rely on him. And then when he doesn't play for them, actually the rest of the team comes together. So that seems to be the discussion that's happening, that's sort of been commented on here, is that Messi is kind of a part of the Argentina side, whereas Ronaldo seems to be more of an individual.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Give me a dark horse. As we start knockout play today, give me a dark horse team that maybe won't win it all, but you could wake up and be in the final and go, wow, didn't see that.
I would say Holland, without a doubt. Their history in the World Cup is they've never won it, but they got to the final in 1974, they got to the final in 1978. And they got to the final in 2010, and they so often have overachieved on what everyone thinks they should. With a country the size of Holland, it's really not a big country at all. So that would be my dark horse.
Okay, final question. You lived here in the States, and you lived here in Arkansas. Became a Razorback fan, but you traveled the country a great deal. Is the reporting in Europe and specifically in Great Britain as prominent as it is here in the United States about the Scots and the Brits and the Norwegians and the Japanese and all enjoying America? Is that messaging out there on the European side, or is it just something we here in the United States really are absorbing?
No, absolutely. I think a World Cup is you know, it's every 4 years. It's only happened what, twice in America. I know you're sharing it with a bit of Canada and obviously with Mexico. But you know, it's been since 1994. There hasn't been one in America. I think the stadiums are being reported on back in the UK as being state of the art. I think there's been a little bit of controversy, as you're probably aware, Bill, around the pricing of tickets, but that's not down to America, that's down to FIFA.
Right.
But in terms of the infrastructure and the stadiums itself, everything I'm hearing, everything I'm reading says, yeah, everybody thinks it's absolutely first class.
Okay, give me a prediction on who you see in the final match and who you see winning it all.
I'm now going through my, like, looking at it, going, who right. could it be? Right, I'm going to go, because I'm being a patriot, I'm going to go, it's going to be an England versus France final. I Ooh. Believe that's possible. And England will win 1-0 in the final with a Harry Kane penalty.
So Waterloo all over again. Is that what you're... We don't know as Americans how much the Brits really dislike the French, do we, John? We don't really capture that, do we?
No, absolutely. It's kind of USA versus Canada on steroids.
Well, listen, John, I'm glad we were able to rig this up. We may have you back on once we get to the final. We'll be cheering for England, and we'll see. But it's I'll say this: it's been a wonderful. The World Cup here has reminded Americans about how much about the country and patriotism and excitement, and so it's been our honor to host it.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Bill. And thank you for having me on today. It's been fantastic to talk to you, my friend.
I look forward to coming over next year, the Ashes, and I'll hopefully be able to keep it together again after all the Vuvekko and everything else back in the members area. You know, they stop and have lunch. The teams stop and have lunch. It's amazing.
So kind of like the hydration break that they do in the World Cup now.
Yes, it was wonderful, John. Thank you again.
Thank you, Bill, and all the best.
All the best. John Scrimshire. The great John Scrimshire. 11:37. Well, we'll see. Want to wish a happy birthday to my friend Leslie Case, by the way. Turned 29, I think. So hats off to... my dear friend Leslie Case, she, of course, the wife of Kevin Case, which means she gets to pass purgatory and go straight to heaven.
Yes, indeed.
The patient and loving wife of Kevin Case.
Patience,
so happy birthday.
Job.
Patience of Job, exactly. 5 greatest sports moments in American history coming up after this.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Okay, many thanks to my friend John Scrimshire for doing that. So we can look for France, Argentina, Brazil. Boy, what a brutal draw that is. If they each win their first knockout stage game, that England goes to Mexico City to play Mexico. That's Tampa in the Super Bowl being in Tampa.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean,
it just is. So, I think we play. So we play Bosnia Herzegovina
on Wednesday. Yes,
basically a country that was saved by the United States,
exactly,
and the UN. You go back to the Croats and the Bosnians. Now I'm not so sure what Herzegovina really adds to the picture. You know, like I'm pretty sure Bosnia. If you're a Bosnian, you don't identify as a Herzegovinian. Right? I mean, it's like Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah,
you really need Tobago? Do you? You know, Turks and Caicos. Is Caicos? Are there like Turks and then there Caicoses? So it's Bosnia-Herzegovina, but do you think the Bosnians go, boy, I guess we got to take the Herzegovinians with us, but... Jeez.
I guess if we have to.
We have to. So that's Wednesday. Wednesday. Now the matches start to happen, bing, bang, boom, mm-hmm. Right? Now we're, this is where depth and everything comes into play. We'll see if the last second loss to Uruguay was a fluke, we just played our subs, rest everybody, or a little bit of the bubble has burst and here we go. But I'm with Scrimshire. We should beat the Bosnians.
Even perhaps without Christian Pulisic.
Maybe not ethnically cleanse them, as was occurring in the mid-90s.
Right.
Between the Bosnians and the Croats and the Serbians. Boy, that was brutal. But, well, anyway, okay. Now I got to get into before we get out here for the day. So not going to be here next Sunday. Swept up in America 250, the semi-sesquicentennials. Somebody smart just said, "Don't try that. Just say America 250. Let's just roll with that, and not try to say that every time we come on the air. America 250." The very patient Leslie Case. The patience of Job. You know, there was a surprise party for her last night.
Yeah.
The surprise was on me. Didn't know it happened. Didn't know it happened. Exactly. I was not made aware. Or I would have been there. But as it turns out, yeah. So happy birthday. Okay. The five most patriotic sports moments. Now, a couple of these would be considered great regardless.
Right.
But I'm talking now, here's the criteria that I dreamed this up.
Okay.
A moment that sport and patriotism collide. So it didn't have to be necessarily a specific play that occurred, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an actual sporting play, okay? But a sporting moment.
Right.
It doesn't have to be confrontational. It can just be a moment of great American pride.
In the spirit of competition.
In the spirit of competition. So, with that in mind, I was told there was a surprise party and the surprise was on me.
So, I thought when you said the surprise was on you, they sent you the bill.
Well, don't get me started. Okay, let's start out with number five. And some of these I was not alive for, some of them, yes. Okay, number five. This one, square in the middle, 100% alive for this. And that is Whitney Houston singing the national anthem, 1991.
Super Bowl 25.
The Big Sombrero, Buffalo, New York. And she did it. This is the Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
You had, you know, just the tension that existed relative to that. Super Bowl. I don't want to play it because we'll be here all day. But
I know we have it there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in there. And if I could have played all my stuff, I had a little montage ready to go. But if you watch that, she did it live. She did one rehearsal. And, I mean, again, we're talking about the Sombrero in Tampa, which has been destroyed, thankfully. And it was for, and I can tell you, It gets hot and muggy in late January there.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it in a warm-up suit.
Yeah.
You know, she just marches out. I mean, can you imagine today the hoo-ha that would go into it? And this was pre-Bobby Brown.
Yep.
This was Whitney Houston in all her glory, church choir Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody, Whitney Houston. And I know Faith Hill, okay, I get it, but for my money, and you could see as she's singing, you can see kind of beads of sweat start to on her forehead. It was done live, one rehearsal, that's it, Sinatra style, on the turf, and just still, for my money, the most moving rendition and most impactful. Her talent and voice and effervescence collided with the moment. Okay.
Those of you on our video stream see me shaking my head vigorously in agreement.
Okay. Number four. Now, this I was alive for, but I don't really. This was one of these things that it happened, but it early April. Early April, so right after opening day, Dodgers Cubs in LA, 1976. Okay, so a couple of months before the bicentennial celebration, okay, two people run out into sort of center left at Dodger Stadium, bottom of the first inning. And it's funny when you see the video of this now, no one, I mean, they're out there a long time. They run out with an American flag, they lay it out on the ground, and they're attempting to spray lighter fluid on it and light it on fire. One guy runs out, then his buddy joins him, and from center field with the Cubs, Rick Monday races across the field. Rick Monday, Marine veteran Rick Monday, just reacts. And without knowing really what they were trying to do and not understanding what they may or may not have had, Monday races over, grabs the flag, runs it into the Dodgers dugout. Then security comes out and tackles the two guys. And Vin Scully, the great Dodger play-by-play announcer who's passed on, who is a legend, so brilliantly articulates Monday and what he was doing. And then, of course, they flash old school technology, you know, lights up, you know. Monday makes a great play, standing ovation, crowd goes wild. And Vin Scully, you could hear him say, "I hope they get the bums out of here." You know, the old, that's when he probably had him a Pall Mall, you know, and decided, swing and a miss. Number three, post 9/11, you know what I'm going to say. And I don't care what your politics are. This wasn't about that.
Nope.
And they played a very powerful moving. If you remember, they played the first two games. This is the World Series. So now it's October of 2001. Yankees Diamondbacks. These are the Diamondbacks of Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. And they go on to win it, by the way.
Yep, Luis Gonzalez.
And I've always felt like that was good. Like, New York, but I, you know, it was fair and square. And the teams, and they play the first two in Phoenix. And Ray Charles does this amazing rendition in game one of America the Beautiful. And it's still, like Whitney, you know, just, but they go back to New York. And Bush throws out the first pitch. He doesn't do it from in front of the plate. You know, the famous conversation he has with Derek Jeter, who says, "Don't bounce it, Mr. President." "Oh, you're not going to throw from the rubber? This is Yankee Stadium. Don't bounce it." And, you know, Bush, of course, a baseball fan and a one-time part owner of the Texas Rangers. And what people don't realize is, you know, Bush went down. They gave him the bulletproof flak jacket to put on. And he couldn't really move his arm. And for those, Dan Bartlett tells a beautiful story about this. And he's down in the batting cage practicing. And he can't get it there. Like, he can't move his shoulder to, and so it's like, well, maybe you really should, like, forget what Jeter said. Don't. And he goes, "I'm going to do it." So you walk out. And much the same way that I said, it was amazing and patriotic to watch soccer fans in Seattle sing a full-throated rendition of the national anthem at a soccer match in Seattle, for all the grief that I give, and deservedly so, you know, your soccer fan, your liberal soccer fan, hats off. But that, the intensity, the patriotism, the raw open wound that existed, and, you know, the logistical nightmare of a president and 73,000 in Yankee Stadium and all that. But that moment in time captured so wonderfully there. I put that in as number three. So we've got Whitney Houston, Flor the Sombrero, 91 Super Bowl, singing the national anthem. We got Rick Monday with the Cubs in L.A., racing from center field to snatch the flag away from two, as Vin Scully called them, bums! Before they could light it on fire. And again, if you go back and you now realize as these guys were making their way out onto the field, they would have been tackled, you know, in foul territory. But, you know, this one guy had about 20 seconds out on the field just by himself. It's just a different, completely different time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Bush throwing out the first pitch, October of 2001 in Yankee Stadium. Number two, most people forget about, but it is such a spectacular moment, and history has proven it so. Jesse Owens, 36 Berlin Olympics, 4 gold medals in the face of Adolf Hitler, in the face of what we now know, Nazi extremism, the brutality of the Nazi regime, the utter and complete despicable nature of the Nazi regime, the idea of a supreme Aryan race. Jesse Owens, who was well-known and a great athlete, but no one really expected him to win 4 gold medals. The quiet, humble American who just smoked him, you know, just long jump, 100 meters, 200 meters. And when you see, especially the 100 and 200, it's him and his American teammate 1-2 in both races. And so, and Hitler famously there to watch the 100 meters, only to see, and then he storms out, and Owens, the picture of sort of America, you know? And unfortunately, at a time when we still had a segregated society in America, 1936, you know, depression, horrible economic conditions, segregation, everything. So that's what's going on here. Jesse Owens gets in the blocks, and he's reminded as he's winning all these gold medals, he's reminded of what he's doing. And at one point, the American delegation actually increased security around him. 36 Olympics, Berlin, Jesse Owens at number 2. And of course, if you were not alive in 1980, I can't explain it to you. I can't put you in the moment that Al Michaels so perfectly captured. The nation reeling from a series of catastrophes. 18% inflation, okay? Hostages taken in a foreign land. You know, Iran. I mean, inflation in Iran. Huh. Let's fast forward 50 years. Same things are being talked about. But a group of kids, college kids. The Soviets would have beaten any NHL team. Do you believe in miracles? Al Michaels writes the perfect ending. The most patriotic sports moment in American history. 250 we celebrate on Friday. The Great American Experiment. It can be ugly. It can be tough. It can be frustrating. But it's damn well worth it.
You know, amen.
I wish I had a supermodel. So skinny and so wild. And a waitress in Nevada. Says she's carrying my child. Well, I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my hair blowing in the wind. And I'd stop at fancy restaurants. And they'd finally let me in. I'd spend all my money on caviar and cocaine. And I would not remember.
also for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.